Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. We are back. We're still breaking down Penn State, Indiana with a little help from our friend James Franklin. We're doing it once again from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. James Franklin had some interesting things to say after Penn State's 34-27 win. Good win at home, big win at home. You saw some of the same issues arise. You also saw some positives arrive. And I'd like to start with some of the positives. He spoke for quite a bit and very insightful, I thought, about the key 18-play drive that helped put this game away for Penn State, something that a lot of people complained about in the past, the inability to do that. Penn State has shown the ability, not just on this occasion, but on previous occasions as well, to be able to sort of slam the door. Here's what James Franklin said, you know, gave credit to what was behind that key drive.
Well, I think we've improved on the O-line and the tight end position. I think you guys have heard me talk about this before, but 2 years ago, it was very important to me for our program, not just for the offense, but for our program, that we go to have some 12 personnel in our package. And the 12 personnel, we just have, can they always put one more guy in the box? Yes, but it gives you a little bit more of a sophisticated running game. Some of the gap counter stuff that we're doing. We're still able to do some stuff, you know, our RPO stuff with the bluffs, which is difficult. We also think we got two really good tight ends and also guys behind them. We're starting to develop that position to be a position of power. And the reality is, it's also what everybody really wants since I got here. It's essentially a what? Fullback. That's what it is. So, yeah, that's for you, Neil. So the second tight end is essentially a fullback that you can use as a lead blocker, that you can use in terms of a second puller in your counter game. And then also we have the ability to line up and play those guys like wide receivers. So I think that's been big. So for us, we just have more sophistication in our running game, so we're able to run a more traditional 4 minute. And I think it helps our defense as well. You know, because our defense sees things from our offense that they're going to see throughout the year. So I think all those things have played a part in it.
So a lot of different factors going into that success, and I am buying all of it. You know, I think the approach has changed. I think the offensive line has been better in this situation. I love the reference to the fullback because, you know, we've talked about that in joking fashion for years now. But some people aren't joking when they talk about that. And clearly James hears all that and the belief in more traditional football and going under center. He talked about going under center. We'll get to that one in just a moment. But he also, you know, discussed earlier in the season the approach where they brought a lot of people in. They really worked on trying to scheme their way to a more efficient, better, more diverse run game. And I think all that stuff, the tight ends, the offensive line play, the scheme, it all factors in. And I definitely give credit where credit's due to the coaching staff for making these adjustments and being more effective in these situations.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, again, we talked about it, I think, in segment one, but they have really turned into a team that you couldn't trust in the 4 minute to a team that you almost feel, and I know this wasn't a 4 minute, this was a 10 minute, but, you know, they have become pretty reliable, and even without Noah Kane, at draining the clock when they need to drain the clock. So, yeah, it's impressive. You know, the Wildcat deal, I'm sure we'll discuss that at some point. I thought it was an interesting wrinkle. Again, so the thing I get hung up on with Ricky Ronnie, and I'll take this conversation maybe a different way, is that I don't mind the wrinkles more often than not. I just don't always agree with the time they're run out there, and I don't always agree the personnel that's used to perform those wrinkles.
Almost like an overeager kid just can't wait to show a Christmas present.
Yeah, right. But then
I'm in the bath.
Right, yeah.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah, right. So, I think it was explained. Are we going to get to that quote or no? I don't know if we have that one on the rundown.
On the Wildcat?
Yeah.
That is here, yeah.
Okay, so I'll hold off on that thought. But, you know, just the idea that they can run it, make it, impose its will on a team and run the clock out and score a game-winning touchdown, it's impressive because we haven't seen it often over the last handful of years.
It's the offensive line's shining moment. This 18-play, 9-minute drive that basically the defense needed, that the team needed. They needed to control the ball. They needed to finish it. You know, Clifford said afterwards, he said, look, we were talking about finishing the game on our terms when it was 10:45 left. And he said, that's when I knew we would have a good drive at that particular point. And to what you guys were saying, that's the third game that the offense has finished. And that's something that they developed, and that's different from years past. And so the kneel down by Sean Clifford has become one of the more exciting things to watch, right? They just drain the clock and they finish it off. Now, of course, they gave it back to him because they ended up scoring the touchdown. And we can talk more about the Wildcat in a minute, but you know, it's good to see. It's progress, just like beating a ranked team on the road for the first time under Coach Franklin was progress. So, you know, kudos, man. They got the job done. It was important to see.
And I think it's interesting, the idea of confidence and belief in the 4-minute situation, because I think you could see by the play calls in the past that there wasn't a lot of confidence that they could do exactly what they've done this season, which is why you see them get cute. You see them, you know, throwing the ball down the field and then saying afterwards, hey, look, if we execute, this isn't a point. Now they have a belief, I think, program wide that we can line up hat on hat and we can move the ball, and we've seen it. They don't have to resort to cuteness. They don't have to go against the grain. They don't have to take what the defense is giving them. They can go strength on strength and actually win that.
And the reason why people have talked about fullback, 12 personnel, whatever, is because it works. It's a tried and true method that works in crunch time to finish off a game. And the other part they need credit for is the fourth down decisions. Go for it. Don't just hit the field goal.
Be aggressive.
Finish the game. Finish the game off.
That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking back at Penn State, Indiana with some help from James Franklin. Segment brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook. It's available in Pennsylvania officially now. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. A lot going on this week. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Couple offers to inform you about. Number one, this week DraftKings has a pro football promo you don't want to miss. It's simple. You just place a bet on the Steelers to win over the Bengals, and you get $6 for every touchdown they score. Seems too good to be true, but it is not too good to be true. It is reality on the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. The other reality, you download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. It's not reserved for people who don't have accounts already. Even if you have an account, you use code KSN, you can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You guys mentioned it earlier. I mentioned it as well. Going under center. While he was mentioning the fullback, he also had to mention going under center. Here's what James Franklin had to say about that.
The one thing I'll say about it, and I get the under center, though. To me, the one advantage of under center is a quarterback sneak. Besides that, you can't make an argument. Because the reality is, whether you snap the ball to the quarterback and he hands it off about 3.5 to 4 yards, or the quarterback turns around and reaches it back, the running back gets it in almost exactly the same distance. And by being in the gun, now the quarterback can ride and pull it and come off the edge to keep the defense honest that way. So you lose the sneak, but you gain the quarterback on the edge as another runner. At the end of the day, the running back is getting it at the same distance he would, whether the quarterback was set under center or in gun.
Greg, you're furrowing your brow just a little bit here. To me, it made sense. The mesh point with the running back is going to be the same whether you're in shotgun or under center. You are not able to use the quarterback sneak, which is a big advantage. That's a lot of people's big beef. Other than going under center, handing off to a fullback, going under center, sneaking it, which, you know, that's a big part of a lot of teams' short yardage packages. But this was the first that was really explained to me in a way that, you know, in order to get that, not only do you have to kind of disrupt your practice routine, you have to take away from what your core offense is to work on this stuff, you also lose the quarterback edge stuff. But what about James Franklin's explanation?
Oh, I didn't have a problem with the explanation. I'm just not sure why, how we always end up at this point.
Oh.
I mean, for 3 years, 4 years now, he's been saying we do not practice going under center. And we're not going to go under center because we don't practice going under center. And we don't recruit fullbacks, so we're not going to have a fullback. So I was just baffled how we ended up back there. That's all.
All roads lead to fullback and under center, don't they? And James Franklin was steering the ship on this one. He hears it. Everything fans are saying out there, and apparently Neil Verdell from the Altoona Mirror, everything they're saying, it's in James Franklin's brain somewhere. So, yeah, I think this was another situation where – you know, those criticisms, you just like on this past Tuesday when he's like, hey, I know we're done here, but I just got to get this off my chest, how wrong you guys are. This was another instance of that, yeah. I think.
It's interesting because I think James is surprised that there has been so much pushback just in a 9-1 season. I think he feels right. Like, why isn't there more feel good of what's going on? I mean, the guy's a half glass full, and, you know, the glass is half full type of guy. And I think he's just really puzzled by a lot of the feedback that he's been getting, or, you know, the people that are critical of what's happening. But, you know, at Penn State, there are no names on the backs of the jerseys. I mean, people care about the Jimmys and the Joes, but they care, right, about the X's and the O's. They really are into how the game is played. What is smart, intelligent football? And James is doing a really good job, I think, of developing that through the years. But that's not what he came here. You know, he doesn't need to sell people on football at Penn State. They just want to win, right? And that's good that he's winning. But they also care about how they're winning, and they're going to talk X's and O's. They enjoy that part of it, and it's an intelligent fan base that is talking about. That's why they talk about the fullback. That's why they talk about draining the clock, and they talk about the things that they're not doing well and how to correct those things. They're to their point. Look, they're correcting a lot of the things that they didn't win in years past. I love seeing Jordan Stout kick touchbacks. That's, you know, how many times you want to see that happen, but. You know, coach has got to understand, either just ignore the noise or understand the noise is going to be there.
And I do think that as much as it doesn't always seem that way, Penn State does have an intelligent fan base. My email inbox might suggest otherwise once in a while. But I also think that there's an image of how football should be played that's built on how it was played in Penn State's prime years that carries over. And it's sort of that, I guess, uphill cultural fight. When you're shaking up the football culture in all kinds of ways, you're going to get pushed back just like you got pushed back for the Long Boys chain. Same deal, I think. All right, we're not done here from James Franklin. We'll take a quick break. Hear some more about Penn State, Indiana.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.